Vanessa.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our podcast. This is Vanessa.
And this is Cecily.
And today we have our beautiful sons here.
What's your name?
My name is Caleb.
And my name is Miles.
And how old are you guys?
I'm 8.
I'm 7.
So what grade are you boys in?
I'm in 2nd grade.
I'm in 1st grade.
Oh, big boy.
Yep. And you guys live in Chicago. So we're here to just ask you a few questions because, you know, your mommies started this podcast basically because of you guys and your siblings. First of all, do you guys know about any Black history people?
Yeah, I know Jesse Owens.
Oh, okay. Who was Jesse Owens?
Jesse Owens was the first Black American to go in the run and track and
in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And how many medals did he receive? Do you remember?
5 or 4.
4. Okay, that's great. And where did he go to school?
At Columbus, Ohio.
What school is that?
It's the Ohio State University.
Yes, go Buckeyes. I made him say that. No, just kidding. Just because I went to Ohio State.
So, Caleb, what can you tell us about? Yes, you do. You don't know anyone?
What about who's Martin Luther King?
You do know facts about him.
Did you write a book on somebody for Black History Month, or did you learn anything about Black History Month, Caleb?
Well, I did write a note to Rosa Parks.
Okay, who is she? You don't know anything?
I got an idea. So, since Caleb is not going to talk, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Rosa Parks.
Okay, so who was Rosa Parks?
Rosa Parks was a Black American that went on a bus and they wouldn't let her get sit down. She sat down, and then a white man came, and he said,
refused to give the seat away, so she went to jail.
So you do know about Rosa Parks?
Yes, you do, Caleb. So what is that? What did you guys learn from the Jesse Owens and from Rosa Parks?
That they all were all trying to make Black Americans do anything they believe in to do.
Yes, I love that. So what does that mean for us today? Caleb, what does that mean for us and for you and Miles?
We could do whatever we desire.
Wow. Yay. So what do you guys want to be when you grow up? Caleb?
I want to be a scientist.
Ooh.
I want to be a policeman.
I don't know how excited I am about that, but you can be whatever you want to be. Okay. What's your second choice?
Astronaut.
An astronaut. Okay. Okay. You guys can be whatever you want to be.
But we're hoping that you choose the
astronaut because policemen can be a little dangerous job.
Astronauts could be a little dangerous.
Yeah, because the first astronaut died on a ship coming back.
Oh, yeah. Who was the first Black astronaut?
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was some. It was he was Black.
Who was that? I don't even know.
No, I remember.
I remember. I read a book about it, but I don't remember the name.
Okay, look.
Yeah, but she was Black.
Was it a woman or a man?
A woman.
Okay, it was a woman. Yeah. That was the first Black that went up to space, astronaut. Okay. So guys, what do you know about, do you know anything about or heard anybody talk about racism?
Racism, I don't know, but it might be
like people like judging you for the color of your skin.
Oh. Yeah, and like other stuff like telling the white people to that black Americans to can do whatever they want to do.
Oh, you're saying that they, the white people, are telling them they can't do things, or
the white people are telling them that white people can only do everything and black people can't do.
Blue Fort.
Okay, so who is it?
Jean Stewart Bluford Jr. was the first astronaut.
Black astronaut.
Okay. And
see, that was a man, right?
I think it said a girl and a boy.
So, a boy. Okay, and tell me about him.
So how they died was they came back from a rocket ship, and then they had like an explosion, or like the gas went out, and then they died somehow.
Okay, that's pretty sad.
How?
Let's talk about some happy stories. So, did you find out, Caleb?
The first black woman
was Dr. Mae Jemison.
And she went into space in 1992.
See, you guys can do that if you want to do that, Miles. If you want to be an astronaut, you can be an astronaut. There was one incident. There's many incidents in different occupations that you guys choose. So you can be whatever you want to be.
But so there's also a lot of other people that were in outer space and are important, and like Mae Jemison.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I have one thing. The thing I'm going to study when I am a scientist is rocks.
Oh, yep. That's great. So do you know what kind of scientist that is? Starts with a G.
A geologist.
A geologist.
Yeah. Oh. there are a lot of kinds of rocks, and there's even diamonds too.
Oh, okay. So let's move on to, do you guys know who the current president of the United States is?
I know right now who it is, but I'm going
to say
Donald Trump. But right now I'm going to say President Obama is the important one.
Okay, so why did you say President Obama was the important one?
I seen a lot of book stories and like pictures of him.
Okay, so what did he do? Caleb, Miles, what did President Obama do? While he was a president, that made him so important.
He helped black Americans and
I read in a book that he was like helping a woman, and then they became married and they had how many kids?
Like
two kids.
Yeah.
I forgot their names.
Yeah, I don't know them either.
Okay.
Sasha Malia.
Yeah, those are the kids' names. Their kids that live in Chicago, not too far from where we are. Yeah.
This is one of the special rocks I found.
Oh, okay. What's the name of the rock, Caleb?
Asteroid.
Woo. So, guys, who is Martin Luther King Jr.?
He was in a book I read in the book, it said that we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. because when he was growing up, white people and black people weren't letting him do stuff and weren't let doing the same, so he had to do opposite, and he couldn't go to the same water fountain. So when he grew up to be a professor, just like
a preacher?
Yeah, a preacher, just like his dad. And his mom was a teacher.
Oh wow.
And he also won the Nobel Peace Prize when he was like pretty young. And he also never mind.
He had four sons, and once when he preached, he said, "I have a dream that my four little children will grow up to be whatever they want." And his dream came true.
That sounds like our dreams for our children, right, Vanessa?
Yeah, it's a dream for you guys and your other siblings.
That was a clip of an interview that we just had with our two sons.
And what did you think, Cecily?
I thought it was pretty cute.
Yeah, and I think it was kind of informative to kind of find out what they actually knew about Black history.
I feel like they knew a lot for such a young age.
I think some of the words that they knew what they were trying to say, but they didn't know how to say it. I think one of them, and I think you caught it, was when I think Miles was talking about Martin Luther King, and he was like, he was a pro something. And I think I said preacher, but
he was trying to say protester.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
That they knew all that. And then to find out what they want to be when they grow up, like Caleb wanting to be a scientist. And he knew exactly what kind of scientist, to the point that he brought us a rock.
He sure did. The boy knows. And it's kind of funny, too, because when I was a kid, I had an interest in rock. So, hey, I didn't even like his interest made me talk about my interest when I was a kid. So it's not like I like put that desire on him. It was just something innate to him. And they have the freedom to be who they want to be because of these great Black Americans who defined our history.
Amen, girl. And actually, they said that. Because they're like, when we asked them, you know, what did you guys learn from these people? And they said that you can be whatever you want to be. The only thing is, Miles saying he wanted to be a cop. Yeah. That's scary for any person to, nothing against cops out there. For any of you guys that are listening, thank you for serving our country and our city. But, you know, it's a dangerous world out there. And I'm a little, you know, I'm a bit scared on that answer.
Yeah.
I kind of rather that astronaut one. But at the same time, if that's something that he ends up being, I'm going to support him 100%.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny that Miles said cop, because for a little bit, like, that's what Caleb was saying he wanted to be. And I'm happy he changed it. if I'm going to be honest here.
I know. It's funny because Miles has said that actually for a year. And I told my mom, and she goes, let's pray for him. Let's pray. She says, let's pray that he changes his mind. She goes, but he's so young. He might change his mind.
Caleb did.
So maybe he'll change it. But the astronaut one's kind of cool. That's like way off. Like,
yeah,
you never hear that one.
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah. I want to be an astronaut. I want to go into space.
I think that's so cool, especially too, because I am from Columbus, and John Glenn, who was, you know, the first guy on the moon, we would see him all the time, actually, in the city. So we learned about him at an early age, and my dad even knew him. So to even think about that is kind of cool, you know. And I never really talked about him to Miles that much. So
Oh, that's funny. Because I actually went to school with his granddaughter.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that makes sense, because it's kind of Ohio, Kentucky.
Yeah, I went to school with his granddaughter.
Oh, that makes sense. So, guys, I think we, you know, got something informative from this. Just that to get kids' opinions. And I think it's important for us as parents to keep asking our kids, like, hey, what do you know about this person and that person? And what do you guys want to be?
Yeah. And to keep educating our kids, like, I felt like they knew a lot, but I think they should know more.
They should know more.
So I am definitely going to keep at it. And not only our young ones, like, let's get some of our friends' kids involved in this, because
exactly,
so and we can just hear different kids' perspectives,
and not just black,
like all kids, because I think it makes it even more interesting.
So contact us if you guys want us to interview you
or your children
or the kids. Well, we had fun today, and thanks so much for tuning in.
Yes, please subscribe.
Bye-bye.
Listen.
to our mom's house.